This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You're back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I really feel bad for guys because, you know, this one headline is talking about how women know more about a man's prostate than men do. And, you know, I think that's just the theme right now. You know, it's kind of the anti-man, and I think we kind of need to slow that down a little bit because if I was a guy and I saw a headline like that, I'd be like, well, screw you guys. I'm not going to read further. But it's kind of an important study. Not that the study was entitled that. But apparently, one in four men know what their prostate does, which implies three out of four guys have no idea what their prostate does. And so, obviously, that's concerning. Because the prostate is a pretty big organ. Now, I mean, can you blame the average guy? You know, we don't really talk about prostates in sex ed. I mean, do you guys remember having sex ed? Oh, my gosh. Sex ed for me. Now, remember, I went to 12 different schools. So I got sex ed the Maricopa County way and then the Clark County way, depending on where I lived. And for us, they had the girls in a different room than the guys. And for us, with the girls, they didn't teach us about the guy anatomy, you know, which I think would have really helped, honestly, just in general, because, you know, the more naive you are, the more you can get taken advantage of. But it would have been kind of interesting to know, you know, what the guys have. Instead, they, you know, passed around this boob, like one boob, and they passed it around, and they had us push on the boob to see if we felt cancer. Nobody wanted to touch a boob, right? It was like a plastic boob. So we were like going like that, going, I don't feel cancer, pass it on. I mean, it's scary, even for a young girl. Young girls are scared by boobs. I mean, they really are like cycloptic monsters to a young girl. And we're like, we're going to get those? Then what really scared me as a young girl is they had a cup of water and they stuck a tampon in it. Now, I don't know if you guys have ever seen a tampon thrown into just a cup of water that's a clear cup. That sucker, like, expanded. Oh, my gosh. I can't even say how big. Like, okay, bigger than the microphone. And you know, they're trying to explain to us that's supposed to be inside our lilies. And I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean, it exploded. I mean, it was at the drop of water. The sucker, like, exploded into this big balloon. And I'm like, okay, I am never putting anything like that in me. And so, you know, I could just imagine what the guys are getting. Oh, yeah, and then we had scoliosis tests. Hold on, somebody's texting me. Then we had, like, scoliosis tests where you had to, like, take your shirt off, and I hated those. So here you are in a room full of girls, okay? And then you had some of the girls, they were probably, you know, pretty endowed. I went from flat to, like, triple C, like, in a year. So luckily, I was flat. But, yeah, the popular girls, I'm like, well, do I wear my bra or not? And they're like, just wear your bra. And I'm like, yeah, please, because the last thing I want to do is see two cyclopses. So then you would have to bend forward and have your scoliosis test. And my back was already kind of jacked up, you know, and I was, like, afraid that I would be told I had scoliosis in front of everyone. I didn't even know what scoliosis was. And I asked my friend, like, what's scoliosis? I'm like, well, you know, it's when your back is like a snake and you have to have surgery and rods in it. And I was like, well, I don't want to. So I would, like, try to pretend bend straight. I'd be like, okay, you know, just I would bend forward. Yeah, and that was probably the day the boobs grew. So I think I fell over. I don't really remember, but it was a bad experience. So nevertheless, we wonder why guys might not know about the prostate. I doubt if you guys are doing your scoliosis test or looking at tampons or boobs. I don't know what you guys are doing in school. My guess is you didn't really pick up on any talk about the prostate. So the prostate, as part of the men's anatomy, that's what helps make the seminal fluid and makes the prostatic fluid or the semen. Because in nature, things get dried out. And so you need things in a wet medium in order to get where they need to go. Remember we talked about how the vagina is a hostile environment? You know, very hostile. So, you know, you can't have a dry sperm kind of go up there and try to take on egg. It's not going to happen. So it needs to be in a medium where hopefully there's some sort of a, you know, current. And they get to hopefully go downstream. They might have to go upstream, even though sperm have a little flagella. But anyway, the prostate manages the aspect of making the fluid, all right? So it's a pretty, pretty important piece to the male sexual organ or a sexual function. So in this one study coming out of Europe, they interviewed a bunch of men, 3,000 men over the age of 50, in the UK, Germany, and France. We're not talking 8-year-olds, okay? We're talking 50-year-old men who didn't know what the hell the prostate did. And that's concerning because prostate cancer affects thousands of people each year. I want to blame society on that one because we talk about how we screen for prostate cancer too much, and so we kind of want people to forget about it. They're like, oh, if you're over 70, you're definitely not getting screened. And if you're over 55, well, maybe talk to your doctor. But there's such a push to not screen guys that the guy's like, well, I'm not going to worry about the organ then. If my doctor's not going to screen it, no, you got to worry. Because if that prostate enlarges, and, you know, you could have benign issues that cause pathology. If that prostate decides to enlarge, by the way, we don't know why it enlarges. You know, maybe it has to do with lower testosterone, which kind of doesn't make a lot of sense. Maybe it has to do with aging. Maybe it has to do with wear and tear. We don't know, but the prostate may enlarge, and the urethra from the bladder out to through the penis to the universe, it surrounds the urethra. So as the prostate enlarges, it can restrict on the urethra, and you have problems peeing. So if you get up in the middle of the night having to go a lot, or if you can't start your stream, or if you can't empty, and you feel like you have to kind of force it out, that could mean you have prostate issues. Doesn't mean you have prostate cancer, but it could mean you have an enlarged prostate. And enlarged prostate should always be looked for prostate cancer, because obviously what's making it large, majority of the time, is benign. But when people say, well, if I get, you know, enlarged prostate, if that's normal, yeah, it can be normal, but we don't want to miss any other reason. So, you know, when it comes to your prostate, I recommend know what the hell it does. All right, get it checked out. It's a very easy test, okay? And I really feel for you guys. It's not an easy organ. You can't look down there and look at it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.drjoelwallach.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so this headline caught my eye. They say climate change is already killing Americans and costing billions in medical bills. Is that true? Well, this is how Gizmodo, Earther.Gizmodo breaks it down. They say climate change is going to make our lives worse in the years to come. But they say this new report highlights the stark costs people are already paying in the U.S. They say in 2012 alone, it found 10 major climate-related events, which likely led to nearly 1,000 extra deaths, almost 21,000 hospitalizations, and added $10 billion in healthcare costs. Now, this came from researchers from Columbia, UCLA, and the nonprofit environmental advocacy group called National Resources Defense Council. And they looked at the fallout of extreme weather events strongly linked to a warmer climate that took place back in 2012. These included extreme heat days in Wisconsin, outbreaks of tick-borne Lyme disease in Michigan, mosquito-borne West Nile virus in Texas, wildfires in Colorado, and the landfall of Hurricane Sandy in New York and New Jersey. Remember, 2012 was a rough year. Using various sources of data, including medical records and earlier studies, they then came up with their estimates. And they found that these events directly contributed to 917 deaths, 20,568 hospitalizations, 17,800 emergency department visits. They say in 2018 dollars, they estimated the financial costs of these medical cases amounted to $10 billion. They say the cost could have ranged between $2.7 billion or $24.6 billion, but the single most impactful event was Hurricane Sandy, which led to nearly 300 deaths and $3.1 billion in medical-related losses, though the overall costs created by wildfires were higher. They say these costs are on top of the billion in damages and lost property. So echoing other research elsewhere, they say, they also found that the more vulnerable segments of the country were also affected by climate. Two-thirds of the costs related to illness were paid by Medicare and Medicaid, you know, government-run programs, but a third had to be paid for by us. So the study was published Thursday in the journal GeoHealth. And they conclude that there is a real cost in terms of human health. This is according to Wendy Max, professor of health economics and co-director of the Institute for Health and Aging at UCSF. She says, our study is the first to put a price tag on these costs, but it's just the tip of the iceberg. We know this is an underestimate. And again, they're blaming climate change for this. Now, were there weaknesses of the study? Well, yeah. They looked at the largest climate extreme events in 2012 in only 11 states. But there were people all over the country that died from extreme heat or caught Lyme disease. So they think, well, maybe there's more people that should have been counted that weren't. And then they focused on 2012 because that year provided them with the most up-to-date health data. But there could also be, you know, other years that they could have looked at. But I guess 2012 was a particularly hot year. The Northern Hemisphere has experienced even hotter summers, including this year. So they really can't tell how many people are affected. And my input in this is, can we just kind of redefine what we're calling climate change? Okay, we just talked about the hurricanes. And now we have never seen this many hurricanes in the Atlantic and Pacific Basin in a while. But we brought up, back in the 70s, back in the 80s, there were clusters of these hurricanes. Now, does that mean there was climate change back then? I mean, we had a dust bowl in the 1930s. Now, to me, that's a huge climate change. But we haven't had a dust bowl since. Doesn't mean we're not having climate change? Doesn't mean we're having climate change for the better? That we don't have a dust bowl and famine? I mean, I think the point I'm trying to make is the climate always changes. And it is beyond a lot of our control. Now, mind you, I work for the EPA, so I am very pro-environment. I don't think we should litter. I don't think we should feed our fish plastics. I don't think we should pollute our air. I think we should smog our cars. I'm a fan of that. But what I'm not a fan of is blaming us eating hamburgers or us farting after having a salad on climate change. I also am not a fan of spending billions of dollars studying climate change and gas and all that when that money could go for preparation of the next natural disaster. Whether climate changes or not, we're going to have hurricanes. whether there's climate change or not, we're going to have bad snowstorms. Whether there's climate change or not, we're going to have droughts. And we're going to have fires. That's what happens in nature. We have had forest fires since the dawn of time. We've had floods since the dawn of time. These are things that happen with climate. Whether you want to call it global warming, whether you want to call it climate change, climate changes. Yes, it would be nice to have some predictability, but, I mean, we've had earthquakes, we've had fires, we've had volcanoes, we've had tsunamis. I mean, natural disasters happen. If you want to blame the climate, you can. If you don't want to blame the climate, it doesn't matter. We need to be prepared for natural disasters. And I see this big push to spend money trying to prove a political agenda correct. And I would really rather you guys, you know, have that money to try to figure out what we could do to have stronger levees. You know, we're talking about Beaumont, Texas. I think Beaumont, Texas is at risk of one of their levees deteriorating. I'm not sure if it's near Beaumont, but it's in southeast Texas. Then can we put money towards rebuilding that levee? Can we build more shelters? Can we, you know, produce flood-safe houses that are maybe on certain stilts? Build homes stronger? Storms are going to happen. You know, it's like, you know, they're doing all these studies, you know, to how to, you know, prevent the next recession. Recessions happen. That's just a part of the circle of life. It's like trying to do a study to prevent death. Yeah, it's cool, and a lot of people would like to do it, but it's very expensive. It's not practical. And unfortunately, you know, there has to be that cycle. I never understood why there had to be forest fires. I never understood why old people had to die. I never understood that. I never understood why there had to be wars. But I guess that's just a part of this circle of life. And so, I really think somebody needs to, and I think Trump is one of them, but somebody needs to say, guys, you know, before you spend billions of dollars coming up with the obvious that we have extreme weather events, I mean, I'd like somebody to say, look, if the earth is getting warmer, okay, and it's not really that burger that you ate or that banana that you ate. Somebody needs to kind of say that so we could spend our money elsewhere. I'm really afraid we're going to have one hell of a bad drought in the Midwest. And then our food supply is going to be in trouble. And everybody is going to say, oh, well, that's climate change. And that's why we need more EPA regulations, more government control. Okay, what are we doing right now to prepare for a possible drought to our Midwest? Have we made water? Have we figured out how to plant things without the need of water? Have we figured out other means to make, you know, did we figure out how to desalinate our ocean water? I mean, what are we working on for that? That's where I'd like to see this money spent. I mean, yeah, if it gets hotter and muggier and we have storms, we're going to have more mosquitoes. So do we have money going into research for mosquito-borne illnesses? All right, well, that's my problem with it all. 1-877, Dr. Ellie.
Hunt collectors, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he's completed the first stage of a new trade agreement with Japan. The president speaking alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
The deal we're announcing today will reduce our chronic trade deficit built up and taken effect over many, many years of dealing with other governments and other administrations.
The president claims Japan has agreed to open markets to roughly $7 billion in American agriculture and also agreed to lower sanctions on items like beef, pork, wine, and cheese. Senator Lindsey Graham on Wednesday accused House Democrats of launching an impeachment inquiry against President Trump over a nothing burger. The South Carolina Republican also says,
now I want to know from the whistleblower, who told you about the phone call if you were not on it yourself? Who is it in the system that went to this person? Why did they pick this person?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Maybe, all right. Maybe. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so flu is going to hit us soon. And, you know, we try to get a grasp of what we're up against based on watching what happened in Australia when it was our summer but their winter. And all we kind of really found out, because again, it takes a while for the numbers to come out. And, you know, Australians, they're less, you know, obsessive than we are in America. You know, they're like, whatever happens, happens, you know. That's flu. to all go the outback, and I can't do my Australian accent, sorry. But what we didn't know is their flu season started sooner, a couple weeks sooner. So the CDC is thinking that's going to happen with us. It's been showing up a couple weeks earlier than usual in parts of the world, so they think it could also start here earlier. So the CDC is saying if you could get the flu shot, get it. Everyone 6 months or older should get a flu shot. About 8% of the U.S. population gets the flu each year. Actually, more than that. The most vulnerable people, of course, are kids under the age of 4 and adults between 50 and 64. From what we understand, we've already had our first flu death. It was a 4-year-old from Paris, California. This 4-year-old died last week after testing positive for influenza. So we're not going to mess around when it comes to flu. We'll give you guys the scoop on the latest of the flu vaccine, what the flu vaccine is going to entail this your time around. But if the flu shot is available at your pharmacy or doctor's office, I would say get it. Now, yesterday a report came out saying that the world is unprepared for a global pandemic that could wipe out 80 million people. They say the world is unprepared, and it could hit 5% of the global GDP, according to the World Health Organization. They say a rapidly spreading respiratory pathogen could pose a threat to a large portion of the global population, potentially devastating millions across the globe. Now, do we have this pathogen? I don't believe so. But we have a situation, I don't know if you remember, a few years ago, the World Health Organization named, I think it was, they called it, not Syndrome X, but like a pathogen X will be our next killer. And everyone's like, well, what the hell is that? Well, basically what they're saying is something that has yet to mutate or yet to turn pandemic is out there. And that's what's going to be, that's what's going to hit us. And we're going to be unprepared because we aren't going to have a vaccine and we aren't going to have medication for it. So here we are again, fast forward to 2019, and they think there's going to be a highly lethal pandemic of a respiratory pathogen killing about 50 to 80 million of us and wiping out nearly 5% of the world's economy. It's going to be catastrophic, creating havoc and stability and security, and the world is not prepared if this happens, so let's prepare. Now, I don't mind a story like this because that's what I just said in the previous segment. You could be studying global warming all day long. Is anybody preparing for the next bad thing to happen to us? So the report encouraged the creation of systems that would effectively detect and control disease outbreaks in a proactive move that would create global preparedness. They said for too long we've allowed a cycle of panic and neglect when it comes to pandemics. We ramp up efforts when there's a serious threat, then quickly forget about them when the threat subsides. Well, it's well past time to act. So what are the preventative actions that the World Health Organization is urging? One is commitment and investing from heads of government, regional organizations leading by example, strong systems of preparedness in each country, in each of the countries, increased funding and financial incentives, and strengthened coordinated systems within the from the United Nations. So obviously the countries with the least amount of healthcare and infrastructures are at greatest risk, and they could brew a lot of these pandemics. So they go back to 1918. In that global pandemic, there was the Spanish flu, they called it. And we got hit with the flu as our doughboys came back from World War I into Boston. And so they found that that is where our epicenter of the Spanish flu was. They said if the Spanish flu hit today, 101 years later, it would cost $3 trillion, or 5% of the gross domestic product. They say if a similar contagion occurred today, with a population 4 times larger and travel times anywhere in the world less than 36 hours, 50 to 80 million people would perish. So that's where they got that number. And if you had that those tragic levels of mortality, pandemic would cause panic, destabilize national security, screw over economy and trade. So do we, I mean, are we prepared? What do we need to do? Well, first, what we need to do is have people on board, and we don't. Okay? The biggest threat to any any of us when it comes to a pandemic or other people. So remember when there was a nurse that was a part of Doctors Without Borders, I'm not sure. And she, back during the Ebola epidemic, came back to the States, but I think she had a fever. So the government wanted to quarantine her. She threw a fit. And I get it. She's tired. She busted her butt volunteering. She wants to get home. I get it. But she threw such a fit and I think threatened to sue. I think she threatened to sue Chris Christie in New Jersey that I don't believe her quarantine was full like it should be, you know, and the 21 days that it needed to be. But she ended up not having it, and she was right. But people, if we do end up having a pandemic or some real nasty respiratory issue, we better all be on board. In order to effectively manage a pandemic, you need everybody kind of in the program. And if we have to quarantine you, you better be quarantined. Instead, what's going to happen is people are going to try to hide it. And, you know, we're shocked that the Ebola outbreak a few years back got to the degree that it did. We're shocked that a lot of people now in the current Congo are trying to avoid being quarantined. We would do the same thing. Now, I wouldn't. I'm a doctor. I get it. I don't want to make people sick. I don't want my family sick. I don't want my neighbors sick. Fine. Take me away. Put me in a room. Make sure I still have internet access. Make sure I can still work because I'm a workaholic. Make sure I could still have access to chocolate cake. Okay? You know? Still have a nice toilet. But I'll be quarantined. That's fine. But the average people are like, I don't want to be taken away from my home. I don't want to die away from my family. I don't believe in these quarantines might be Nazi-style, you know, concentration camps. And so there's going to be a lot of people going, oh, hell no. I'm not going with you anywhere. How do I know you're not going to kill me like in that movie? What was that movie with Dustin Hoffman? Outbreak. So until we trust the government, until we trust each other, I'm not really sure what we're going to do. So the World Health Organization could come out with these, you know, reports saying, guys, you know, we might be killed by some pathogen and we're not ready. If we really want to be ready, we should be doing drills. All right, guys, if anybody gets sick, all right, you know, this is who you notify. This is where you go. If we do have an outbreak of anything, these are the centers you go to. These centers will be, you know, maintained by the government. They'll be where you go. You make sure you have all your ducks in a row. Everybody plan for being, you know, unfortunately, you know, everybody plan on not being able to go to work. You know, contact your employer. Talk to your employer about how you'll be able to work remotely. But if there's some, you know, this would be the plan. I mean, people are already planning that with the hurricanes and the tropical storms. It's not that hard. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear about this Rhode Island woman whose blood turned black after using an over-the-counter medication for a toothache. This is interesting. It's kind of scary, but it's a case report that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. It's a 25-year-old woman who arrived at a local emergency room because she was fatigued, weak, shortness of breath, and her skin was discolored. And she was diagnosed with cyanosis, basically, because she had low oxygen levels in her blood, and that's why she started to look bluish. So her skin, lips, tongue, hands, feet, and other parts of the body looked blue. She also had a very high respiratory rate, about 22 breaths a minute. Normally, you're at about 12 to 20 breaths a minute. So the woman had a very low oxygen saturation. We want to about, not, you know, about 100%, 99, maybe 95 to 100 at the lowest. Her blood oxygen level was 88%, which could be deadly. So the oxygen saturation value displayed on the pulse ox did not improve when they gave her oxygen, which means this might not have been a lung thing. And when they looked at her blood, it was very dark, almost black. And I'm looking at the pictures now, the blood looked pretty black. Scary, scary stuff. So basically what she ended up having was methemoglobinemia. It's a blood disorder that you can be born with, but you can always acquire it. And it's basically where the blood cells do not receive enough oxygen because there's too much methemoglobin. And you can get this if you are exposed to chemicals or medications. And yes, it can be life-threatening. So how do they think she got this very rare black blood disease? Because she was using something similar to Orajel, the topical benzocaine. She had used it the night before her hospital visit because she had a toothache. So she applied the medication to try to diminish the pain from a toothache. And benzocaine is a local anesthetic. It's found in over-the-counter medications to treat mouth pain. So they say methemoglobinemia can occur after exposure to a number of medications, including topical anesthetic agents like benzocaine, though through metabolic pathways that appear to vary different from person to person, it could cause this unpredictable complication. So in 2018, the FDA warned of these benzocaine-containing products, and they do not want kids under 2 being exposed to it because of the risk of this disease. The federal agency at the time said these products carry serious risks and provide little to no benefits for treating oral pain, infecting sore gums in infants due to teething. So the woman was given IV drugs and approved, and wow, thank God. But I mean, I've seen this in training, but for those of you that have never seen black blood, she had it, and it's not very oxygenated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A 48-year-old man is hospitalized because he drank energy drinks. He looks like to me that he had a stroke. Simon Lewis of Somerset, England, said within minutes of finishing an energy drink Saturday night, his heart rate skyrocketed to 190 beats a minute. He said he was sweating, he was clammy, heart was skipping beats, so they called an ambulance. When paramedics arrived, they asked if I had issues with energy drinks before. Now, he had consumed energy drinks without any issues, but now he is asking the UK, where he lives, to change age restriction from 16 to 18. Right now, a lot of supermarket chains don't sell them, but you can still get them as a 16-year-old. He said the laws on them should be the same as the laws on alcohol. I won't touch one again, and now my daughter is banned from having them. So as you know, energy drinks have large amounts of caffeine. They don't really usually have more than a cup of coffee. One Red Bull has even less than a cup of coffee. But the difference between a Red Bull and a cup of coffee is a cup of coffee is hot, so you drink it slow. You drink it in sips. A Red Bull you could pound within a minute. There's also other additives like guarana, taurine, L-carnitine. So that can increase alertness, attention, and energy, but it can also raise blood pressure, heart rate, and breathing. They also have found that it can affect the nervous system, even cause you to lose your teeth. So his heart rate did return to normal. He does face further testing. He says, I feel a bit worn out. And the picture made it look like he might have had a stroke, but I guess he didn't, thank God. But this could definitely put you at risk of a stroke, because if your heart isn't beating, you know, sending the blood to where it needs to go because it's beating too quickly, then unfortunately you aren't going to get blood flow to the brain. So energy drinks are bad. We know they're bad. It's just not one of those, you know, easy fixes because people want to wake up in the morning. Like I said earlier, jump in the shower, splash some maybe some cold water on your face, get out into the sun just for a little bit. So calls to Poison Control Center is about small children getting a hold of marijuana-infused sweets like chocolates, gummies, and brownies have increased sharply in states where marijuana is recreationally illegal. At Massachusetts Regional Poison Control Center, the number of calls about children 5 and younger eating edible doses of THC have tripled since the first weed shops opened in November. They say 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds find them. They don't know that they have marijuana, and they eat them. Hey, if I saw a brownie or a cookie, I'd grab one. Adina Sheroff is a registered nurse at Boston Children's Hospital. She's answered calls at the Poison Control Center for 26 years. They end up getting very ill. She says she's been on the other end of these calls countless times, coaching frantic callers what to do. For kids, such high doses of THC, they got to go to the emergency room. And then they watch the vitals, they monitor them, and wait for the high to wear off. Some of the kids may even need to be in the ICU. So why? What does the child do? Well, they get lethargic. They get unwakeable. Sometimes they have difficulty breathing. Now, we don't know what the long-term effects could do on small children. Usually it's reversible. But again, these are young kids who are developing. I don't think we've had more than one case of a child dying from marijuana. I got to look it up. But it can happen. It's rare. So in other states where recreational weed is legal, calls to poison centers about young kids getting their hands on edibles have increased tenfold. In Michigan, the calls jumped from 6 to 59. In Maine, there's been 19 calls so far, which is a 160% increase. And some of you will say, well, 19. But think about it. I mean, if these kids really had, you know, these kids got really sick, that's serious. So manufacturers of the edibles are required by the state marijuana regulators to package them in child-proof containers. They say, I don't think anybody is more out in front of this than the cannabis industry right now. We agree that rules, regulations, and protocols must be robust to discourage or remove the opportunity for minors to unintentionally ingest these products. And again, kids, they'll take them to school. They'll be like, oh, mommy made cookies. You want some? They'll share them on the bus. Yeah, we really need to get our poop together when it comes to that. Speaking of kids, they say kids don't really need to drink juice. In fact, it's milk or water. They say parents of young kids should steer them clear of juices and plant-based milk, according to new guidelines. The nutritional advocacy group Healthy Eating Research commissioned scientists to create updated advice on what children should drink through age 5. Soy milk, almond milk, and other non-dairy offerings, they say, are not good for children. More and more parents are turning to them for a variety of reasons because they think cow or dairy milk is bad. Now, mind you, if your kid's allergic, that's one thing. But if they're not, well, so if the baby is birthed to 6 months, they should be having breast milk or formula. 6 to 12 months, that's when you could add a little bit of water. 1 to 2 years is when you could go to cow's milk. We don't want you doing cow's milk before a year old because it doesn't have enough of the vitamins. 2 to 3 years, you could start going to skim or low-fat milk. But avoid juices. Juices are bad. Too much sugar. 1-877, Dr. Ali.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support
where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.